Our next topic is meeting strangers on the internet. And mention of those words and you probably expect a warning or a horror story. You're wrong if you do, because a worldwide trend for overseas visitors seems to be flying in the face of this fear, justified in many cases. This is called couch surfing, and it literally involves inviting strangers into your house to stay on your sofa. Participants are rated by other members as to their eligibility and safety, and so far at least, we hear there have been few reports of any problems. Eleanor Burnhill has found out more.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
I met a magician who taught me some amazing tricks. I met a Buddhist monk that I was hosting, and he made a bracelet for me, like that you use for meditating. I met an Israeli soldier who managed to do anything with a Swiss Army knife. So I can't pin it down to one situation or one person, because so many things have happened in the last 3 years that I've been using this this program. So it's just the people that you meet.
Travelling to a foreign country and staying on the sofa of someone you've just met on the internet may not be everyone's cup of tea, but for 25-year-old Benny Lewis from County Cavan, it's proved to be something of a vocation.
And boarding time is at 1:45.
I caught up with him at Dublin Airport, where he was about to board a flight to Tenerife. There he hopes to get work as a translator and to offer up his sofa to surfers from around the world.
Couchsurfing is this website that was set up a couple of years ago for people who want to travel the world in a different way. Because the typical thing that we'd end up doing would be to just book a youth hostel, go there with a couple of friends and possibly meet some other travellers and do the touristy things in whatever city you go to. But with couchsurfing, you live with somebody who lives in the city itself, and you get to do things that locals end up doing. And the best part is it's all completely free.
Currently, there are more than 500,000 registered users with the website couchsurfing.com. 2,960 are in Ireland. It all started back in April 2002 with US student Casey Fenton. He used the University of Reykjavik's email system to ask 1,500 Icelandic students if he could stay the night on their sofa. A surprising number agreed, and an idea was born. Now there are couchsurfing ambassadors all over the world, and Therese O'Reilly is one for Dublin. I met her at a Portuguese sofa surfing house in Kilmainham, where a party was being held to welcome new visitors to the city.
Paddy's Day, there was about 200 people signed up for events that we had. So I suppose people would be hoping to get a free place to stay. But I mean, it's not really free. In the end, like, if you're being hosted, you want to give as much to your host as they are given to you. So it's not about money in that way.
Suzanne from New Zealand says that after travelling the world with sofa surfing, she's now paying back the favour.
I've been living here in Dublin since the start of August. And before that, I was travelling for a long time. I travelled overland, like a big massive trip for like 8 months on the road. And so I first got into couchsurfing through that. And then I couldn't wait to host because of the great experiences I'd had as a traveller myself. And just wanted to be able to give something back. Yeah, so when I got to Dublin, I moved into my house. It's a couchsurfing house. I found the people through couchsurfing. So just a good-natured, cool bunch of people.
The average age of a couch surfer is currently 26, with members across the world from Asia to Antarctica. New members are joining all the time, but what about the obvious safety concerns?
My name is Elise, E-L-Y-S-E. I'm from Canada, from Toronto. I looked for someone with the highest level of security possible, because I hadn't done this before. And actually, Suze was the only woman with the highest level of security, so I got in touch with her as my absolutely first choice, and I'm very happy to say that she replied.
And how many people have stayed on your couch since you moved here?
Maybe like 50 or so in the last few months. I've really generally only had really good experiences. I'm pretty careful about who I choose to host. As I said, I'm more interested in meeting people, but not these people with no profiles filled in and no information, and I've just signed up because they're coming to Dublin and they want a cheap holiday. No, I don't host them.
And those couch surfers, that's what they call themselves, at a dedicated couch surfing party in Dublin. We're speaking to our reporter, Eleanor Burnhill. More information, if you want it, by the way, at www.couchsurfing.com.